and worship Him. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the praise. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let the fire from the throne, let it flow. We worship you. We honor you. And we adore you. For the flow of the fire from the throne. We ask, Lord, that not one person will leave you at the same. In the name of Jesus, breathe upon the service today to the glory of your name. In Jesus' precious name. Wave your hands and give Him the praise. Give Him the honor. Give Him the adoration. Give Him the worship. In Jesus' precious name. Please go ahead, shake the hands of three people. Welcome them to the presence of the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Everybody excited to be here this morning? Say loud amen. You're excited to be here this morning? Shout the loudest amen. Very, very quickly, we shall be looking at the necessity of prayer. And at the end of it, we hope to proceed into practical praying. The necessity of prayer. Luke chapter 18 verse 1. The Bible said, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Matthew chapter 6 in verse 9 all the way. After this manner, therefore pray, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Later down he said, when ye pray, use not vain repetitions. When ye pray. And so we saw that prayer is not for if you pray, but when you pray. Our objective this morning is to understand why it is absolutely necessary and critical to pray. Why is it absolutely necessary and critical to pray? Where we read in scriptures, the scripture makes it mandatory that we must pray. And not just pray, but pray as frequently as is practicable. Men ought at all times to pray. Later in the next service, we shall realize where it is almost like pray like you breathe. In fact, the way scriptures put it, when you hear something like pray without ceasing, it's almost as if we are meant to pray more than we eat. Do you understand what I'm talking about? The practicality of it was dawning on me. I've prayed all my life. But yesterday, literally pray more than you eat. Breathe out prayer continuously. So the question is, why is that necessary? I'm going to look at four reasons in this service. And then look at four in the next service. They are closely related but different. Why is it necessary? Number one, man is spirit, soul, and body. And to have realized potentials and fulfilled destiny, man must function in all three realms. Again, man is spirit, soul, and body. And to have realized potentials and fulfilled destiny, man must function, adequately function, in all three realms. First Thessalonians chapter 5 and in verse 23 shows us the three realms that man has. He said, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Your whole spirit and soul and body. So man is a spirit, has a soul, and live in a body. You hear that? Man is a spirit. He has a soul. He lives in a body. So let's start from the outside. Man is like the coconut, with the innermost being like the water of the coconut, with the mind like the white of the coconut, with the body like the shell of the coconut. What does that mean to you? With the body, we relate with the physical world. With the mind, we relate with the intellectual and emotional world. With the spirit, we relate with the spiritual world. Many times, people focus on just the body and the mind. So their lives are limited. They focus, they develop the body. They eat three times a day. They gym in the gym. They do a lot. They lie down to rest with their bodies. They read books and they listen to music and all of that to affect their mind. But the spirit of man is largely unattended to. So many people are wondering why their lives are not working or functioning the way it should be. Their potentials can't be realized. And their destinies can't be fulfilled because one third of their life is neglected. And this one third of the life is the real life. Because the body perishes in the dust. The spirit is the one that goes up to eternity with the mind that retains your memory. Am I communicating? What does this mean to you? Your spiritual life is a major department of your spirit. Your prayer life is a major fertilizer of your spiritual activity. Your spiritual life, your prayer life. Your prayer life is now, you see, in the physical body is developed. Two things work on this physical body. That is the food you eat and the exercise you do. They keep the body fit. Good feeding, physical exercise and physical exertion. When one hand is not moving for a while, it begins to dry up. So it must move. Am I communicating at all? And it must be fed. These two things can be translated in the spiritual realm. The spiritual word is the food. The spiritual food is the word of God, and the spiritual gym is the prayer. The spiritual exercise. We will give ourselves continually to prayer and the ministry of the word. I'll talk about that in the second service in Acts chapter 6 and in verse 4. Very, very important. If you want your destiny to be fulfilled, and your potentials to be realized, all the three departments of your life must work. Your body must work. Your mind must work. And your spirit must work. And the working of all of these guarantees a fulfilled life. And your prayer life is a major department of the working of your spirit. Somebody say amen. If this is all that I preach today, I think I've preached very well. Realize potentials. Fulfill destiny. It's necessary. Happens if our prayer life is in place. Number two, necessity. Why it is necessary to pray? Number two, human ability, wisdom, and resources are limited. So we connect to the limitless possibilities of God at the place of prayer. Human ability, human wisdom, human resources are limited. And so we connect with the limitless possibilities of God at the place of prayer. Human wisdom is limited. Nebuchadnezzar dreamt a dream. Wise men could not interpret it. As wise as, in fact, they didn't know the dream. As wise as Daniel was and his companions, they didn't know the dream. So they had to go to God in prayer to tap into the limitless possibilities of God, since their brain and their mind was limited. Daniel chapter 2, verse 17 and in verse 18. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercy from the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows would not perish with the rest of the wise men. That is, let us go and pray. We are limited right now in what we know, in what we can do. Can we go and pray? And they went to the place of prayer. I haven't finished yet. And then in verse 19, then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in the night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. See, so their wisdom was limited. At the place of prayer, they went to connect to the limitless possibilities of God. In the wedding in Cana of the matter of the multiplication of the five loaves and two fishes, in the book of Matthew, John chapter 6, and in verse 11, Jesus said, Jesus took the loaves, five loaves and two fishes. That was resources that was limited. There was more demand than the supply. Supply was less than the demand. There was more mouth than the food. There was a limitation. And when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fish as much as the wool. When they were filled, he said, gather the fragment. That was, he gave thanks. That was a kind of prayer. So he said, we should pray of necessity, because we are going to come to the point where we come to the end of our abilities, come to the end of our wisdom, and the end of our resources. But in Ephesians chapter 3 and in verse 20, We are seeing that the wisdom of God and the abilities of God have no end. He said, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. So there is limitless possibility in God, and we can access them by our asking, even our thinking. Limitless possibilities in God. Matthew chapter 19 and in verse 26. Matthew 19 and in verse 26. The Bible said, but Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Limitless possibility. In Jeremiah 32 and in verse 17. Jeremiah 32 and in verse 17. Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out them, and there is nothing too hard for thee. And in verse 27, Jeremiah chapter 32 and in verse 27, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? And the answer, obviously, is no, there is nothing. Somebody say amen. Anybody who does not have a spiritual life, who does not have a prayer life, will come to points in his life where he will encounter limitations in wisdom, limitations in ability, limitations in resources. You'll encounter it. Where your resources is limited, your wisdom is limited, your abilities, they are limited. Except, I mean, even billionaires will come to the point where they have limitations. Steve Jobs was a multi-billionaire, Apple Computer's founder, but his wisdom was limited when he got pancreatic cancer. Limited. We're going into more detail there in the second service. Somebody say a loud amen. Hallelujah. That is why I said men ought always to pray. Pray so that you don't continually jam limitations. Pray. Somebody sent us the clip, sent the clip the other day of the kind of hurricane in Texas that was arrested. We made decrees. I'm sure other people must have made decrees, but that thing didn't last for 24 hours. And somebody else connected the same in South Africa. That when she heard what happened, she connected it in South Africa, where they had winds that was moving at 85 kilometers per hour. That was almost hurricane dimension already. And that thing was arrested. Limitations. Human ability, wisdom, and resources are limited. We connect with the limitless possibilities of God at the place of prayer. Somebody say amen. Is somebody understanding why we must pray? Number three, life is full of mysteries and hidden secrets that are dissolvable, or rather, that can be unveiled and dissolved at the place of prayer. Life is full of mysteries and hidden secrets that can be unveiled and dissolved at the place of prayer. Truth of the matter is that mysteries are behind the mysterious. When you see something that appears so mysterious, what is this? Here is a girl that never knew a man, never had an infection, never had anything, not once. Got married and then is trusting God for the fruit of the womb, and then they are saying that she had bilaterally blocked fallopian tubes. Something that should have happened, maybe because there had been infections. Mysteries are behind the mysterious. Mysteries are behind miseries. Secrets are behind struggles. And certain secrets are behind slaveries. But once mysteries are unveiled, mastery can be achieved. A person can step into mastery when mysteries are unveiled. A person can step into success when secrets are dissolved or discovered. A person can step into victory when mysteries are dissolved. And prayer is a place for dissolution of mysteries. Jeremiah chapter 33 and in verse 3, he said, "Call unto me, and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things which thou knewest not." You didn't know them before. But call on me. At the place of prayer, I will show you things. I will unveil things to you. I will reveal things to you. I will uncover things to you. At the place of prayer, call unto me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which thou knewest not. Daniel chapter 2 and in verse 17. We read it already. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. There was a secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. He changed the times and the seasons. He removed kings and set up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealed the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him." That is Daniel exalting and extolling God for unveiling mysteries. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and in verse chapter 14 and in verse 2. 1 Corinthians 14 and in verse 2. We also see there, "For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue," which is our prayer language most of the time, "speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Howbeit, in the spirit he speaketh mysteries." He is excavating mysteries. He is unraveling mysteries. He is dissolving mysteries. He is uncovering mysteries. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say louder amen. Somebody shout the Lord must say amen. In my own life, certain many things get uncovered. They get uncovered as I declare the fasting and the prayer in the spirit. Many times in my life, when it was time to get to know who to get married to, God spoke to me. I just stepped in and began to pray. The more I prayed in the spirit, the more the mystery was uncovered. When it was time to step into ministry, mystery uncovered. At junctions where you don't know what's exactly going on, mystery uncovered. God's servant Papa Yeniko said, many years ago when their church was not growing in Kaduna, they did everything they could, the church remained the same. It took a 3-day fast. "Lord, what is going on here? Why is this church not growing? At the rate that this church is going, even in 1,000 years, we won't become achieve anything." After he took a 3-day fast, God said, "Step out and follow me." And then he came and he saw on top of the church was a thick cloud of darkness. He said, "That is the mystery. That is the cloud that is preventing people from coming here." He said, they are misinterpreting my doing here for something else. Say they are misinterpreting it for something else. Those is how that church, they used to drink blood. They used to do this and that. Say, "What do I do?" He said, "Curse it. Speak to that cloud. For the light shineth in darkness." And as he spoke, the darkness rolled. It just rolled like a mat. And rolled away, that blanket rolled. And then he told him what to do. Three things he told him to do. And then the church exploded. That mystery could not have been unveiled except at the place of prayer.
One lady said, Lord, why is it that when it is my turn for things to happen to me, it gets diverted? So she prayed and fasted. And in the dream, she saw herself on a line. And they were giving gift to people one by one. When it came to her turn, somebody jumped into the line looking exactly like her. And the person picked it and ran. That was a spirit of diversion. A spirit of impersonation. That all this while had been diverting what was hers. And it was unveiled as a mystery. That's why I say you need to pray. We live in a world filled with mysteries. And you pray until the mysteries are unveiled. The mysteries are dissolved. I prophesy today, every mystery around your life, around your family, around your destiny, shall be unveiled today, shall be dissolved today, shall be dissipated today. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Give the Lord a praise. And finally, why is it necessary for men to pray always? The relationship between man and God is lubricated at the altar of prayer. Lubricated at the altar of prayer. The relationship between man and God is lubricated at the altar of prayer. Spiritual life is fertilized by prayer. That is, if your spiritual life must be in place, it is fertilized by prayer. Our relationship with God hinges on our prayer life, among other things. Genesis chapter 19 and in verse 27. Abraham got up early in the morning and he stood in the place, and to the place where he stood before the Lord. I think it was Psalm 54 and in verse 17 where David was speaking. 55:17. Morning, evening, and morning, and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and they shall hear my voice. And in Matthew chapter 6 and in verse 9. Matthew chapter 6 and in verse 9. After this manner, therefore pray, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Relationship between man and God is lubricated at the altar of prayer. Listen, beloved brothers and sisters. The vitality of every relationship is confirmed by the buoyancy of communication. The vitality, the life of every relationship is confirmed by the buoyancy. Of communication. If the service closes. When the service closes. If I'm to drive. And my wife is to enter that car. To follow me. In all probability. There will be something to make her laugh at least 3 times before we reach where we are going. Very deliberate. Except I am in a very serious prayer mood. Yes, that is possible. And those times she wishes like jumping out of the car and then follow her own car. Do you understand what I'm saying? Every time there is communication breakdown, it is relationship sickness. The relationship is sick. When people begin to talk to each other in monosyllables, How are you doing? Are you fine? How was the journey? Fine. You haven't gone to the office yet? No. It's all right. It looks like you are not okay. Everything okay? Yes. Something is wrong. You see, I don't know why some people enjoy tension. People enjoy tension. The man told his wife, they are not in talking terms. He wrote the note to his wife. I have a flight to catch in the morning at 7 a.m. Wake me up. Woman replied, okay, sir. 7 a.m. in the morning, the woman writes a note. It is 7 a.m. Wake up. And the note cannot wake him up. Hallelujah. That is when you realize the stupidity of that kind of action. Anytime any situation of life is affecting your prayer life, that is your relationship with God that is under attack. Whatever does not want you to pray, I'm tired. All this while I've been praying. Or in fact, maybe you have become so successful that you cannot pray as you used to pray anymore. And when the struggle was much, the prayer was high. But now you have started counting billions and you can no longer pray. That is a state of emergency. Before the devil destroys a person's physical life, he will destroy their spiritual life. Because the spiritual is the sustainer of the physical, of the material. I might talk about that a bit more in the second service. Hallelujah. That is why I say pray. If ever you love your relationship with God and you love your spiritual life and spirituality, don't play with your prayer life. Beloved, this fourth point in this service, I believe, is a most critical point. In those days, if I realize that my prayer life is dragging, I will declare a fast. Three days fast, or 6 to 6 something, or 24-hour fast. No, 24-hour fast. It's like fire. You ate last by 6 p.m. tonight. Next time you eat is 6 p.m. tomorrow. That's exactly 24 hours. Just set your life on fire. And ensure that within that time, you push, kickstart the engine. The prayer, just push it and start it. And I advise people, if you want to have a prayer life of 3 hours a day, let's say, when you are in a fast, try to pray like minimum 5 hours. So that by the time it drops to normal, it can drop down to 3. When you are in that exercise where you want to push yourself and push that. If you want to maintain 1 hour in a day, take a fast where you did 3 hours non-stop of tonguing. And maybe do it for 3 days. Yes. We used to do 7 hours every day for 7 days. That's a secret to elephant size. Hallelujah. And you just drive yourself like that. So that no matter how slow, how much it drops, it just drops to where it should be. Did somebody say, aim for the stars? Even if you can't reach the star, you can land in the sky. Hallelujah. Are you ready this morning? Want us to take 15 minutes non-stop tonguing. After that, if the fire is enough, we'll stop there. If it's not enough, we can stretch more to another 5 to 10 more minutes. Stand up on your feet everywhere you are. Stand up on your feet everywhere you are. Stand up on your feet everywhere you are. The same way that we talk about praise and we praise in the month of praise. Now we talk about prayer. We'll pray very well in the month of prayer. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and lift your voice. Lift your hands and give him the praise. Give the Lord the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give him the worship. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Worship to your name. Glory to your name. In the name of Jesus Christ. So what is about to happen right now? We're about to pray so that that department of our life, that spiritual department of our life, can release its own potential. We're about to pray so we can connect with the possibilities, the limitless possibilities of God, that's right, at this place of prayer. We're also about to pray so that we can access some mystery. So I want you to be sensitive in the spirit in the course of the prayer. Access some hidden secret, whether in the course of the service or at home. And then we want to pray to lubricate our relationship with God. Lord, and for anyone here today whose prayer life has dropped, that sister said she had no prayer life. She was one leg in and one leg out, and then got that kind of attack. Anybody whose prayer life is down, we are going to, like the way you push that a car. That is what is about to happen this morning. And if you are not yet filled with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking with tongues, let this be your opportunity. I'm going to lead everybody in the prayer for the fire of the Holy Ghost. When I say in the name of Jesus, begin to pray. Open your mouth and pray. You may not understand it now, you'll understand later. Lift your hands, everybody, and say after me, say, Father.
Father.
I come before you today.
I come before you today.
To pray. So hold on, I'll tell you when to start. To start. We'll start timing when we start the tonguing. Lift your hands and say, Father.
Father.
I come before you today.
I come before you today.
To surrender myself to you.
To
hand over my life to you.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, I receive the
fresh fire
of the Holy Ghost to pray in the Spirit,
to pray in tongues,
to pray in the Spirit.
Father,
help me in the name of Jesus.
I move higher
spiritually by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Father, thank you
for sending your Son.
Jesus,
thank you
for sending
the Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit,
take your place
in my heart.
Take your place
in my life
and speak
through me,
through my tongue
today
in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands when you say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the fresh fire of the Holy Spirit. When I say receive the fresh fire of the Holy Spirit, you will say, I receive the fresh fire of the Holy Spirit now. And just begin to blast in tongues. And for the sake of ensuring that everybody is in the same position with God, like T.L. Osborne, I will do the same thing right now. Lift your voice, everybody here, and say, Lord Jesus,
Jesus,
I surrender my life
to you.
I ask for forgiveness
for my sins
where I have erred. In the name of Jesus,
Jesus,
take your place
in my life
as my Lord,
as my Savior,
forward ever,
backward never.
Grace
to live for you,
I receive now. In the name of Jesus. Now lift your hands and begin. And when I say in the name of Jesus, receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Receive the power of the Holy Ghost. Receive the grace to speak with tongues like never before. For those who have never spoken, you just open your mouth. I receive. I now release upon you, I declare, fresh grace,
fresh fire, fresh help, fresh mercy from the Holy Spirit. Receive the grace of God. Receive the gift of God. Receive the power of the Holy Ghost. Capacity to pray in the Spirit fluently and to move to a higher level in the Spirit. Receive it now. Somebody say, I receive.
I receive.
I receive. Open your mouth and begin to pray. If you have space, feel free to move. Feel free to move as you pray. If you have space around you, feel free to move. Lisefa, Ratakini. Put the points on the screen. From 1 to 2 to 3 to 4. And then back to 1 to 2 to 3 to 4. Media, Mahashade. Receive the grace of Hakala. Open your mouth and pray. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Out of their belly shall flow rivers of living water. Pray, receive the fire. Let the second marriage be Kadila Yahalina. Pray in the Spirit, pray in the Spirit, pray in the Spirit, pray in the Spirit. Yes,
Hey,
let God unveil all mysteries, every mystery around your life, every mystery around your life, every mystery around your life. Pray for the unveiling of every mystery around your life, every mystery around your life, every mystery. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. There is a revolution. A revolution in your prayer life. A revolution in your prayer life. Pray, 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 pray. Exclamation of mysteries. Pray, 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 pray. Pray with fire, pray with fire. Itaseke peredina. Pray, 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 pray. That's right. Don't be lazy in prayer. Don't be lazy in prayer. Don't be lazy in prayer. Asharia. La 5 more minutes. Open your mouth and pray. Connect to the possibilities of God. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. He does a reader. He does a yada yada. Let us ask a different casata. Let us ask a yada 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 yada. Pray. Something is breaking. Oh, yeah, Jesse Peter. Peter Sarada. In that day, the body shall be lifted from off your shoulder, and the yoke from off your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Pray. Men ought always to pray and not be lazy and not turn out cowards. Pray.
Revival is happening in the spiritual life of somebody. Revival in the prayer life. Revival in the destiny. Revival. Let us take a picture, let us say it. Who can take a picture, the synagogue? You're a decent picture, city, the Italian. You're a decent picture, city, the city. He kept a picture, the year. You're a number of Maria Tata. Lacata, the Tata, 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 the Tata
The Lord heard and answered us in the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. There is fire everywhere. There is fire everywhere. There is fire everywhere. There is fire everywhere. I see the chains broken. I see the yokes breaking. I see the mysteries dissolved. I see the mysteries unveiled. Above all, I see revival fire. I see spiritual revival. That's right. That's right. That's right. Something is happening everywhere. Hey, 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 hey! Managa yadaga, that's right, that's right, that's right. Chains are breaking, unclean spirits are leaving. Powers are breaking, hey, 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 hey! Water spirit powers! Occult powers, witchcraft powers, leakage that ancestral powers, they are breaking, they are breaking. There is a release, there is a release, there is freedom.
Administration counselors, something is dropping on you. Hold your hands together, ladies. Yes, that man is the first fruit of what is dropping. Lift your hands high. Father, let that fire fall. Let that fire fall. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3. Fire!
Lift your hands, everyone. There is a release of fresh fire in the house here today. The release of fresh fire. Oh yes, counselors everywhere. All locations, counselors, hold your hands together. You showing us the locations. Lift your hands, everybody. Le peratinis. Are you showing the locations? Le peratinis. Lift your hands, everybody. What God is releasing us, the counselors everywhere in all locations, hold your hands together and receive the fire. Receive the fire. Fire of fresh impartation. Fire of fresh grace. Fire of fresh oil. Something is breaking. A mystery is being dissolved. An agenda of darkness is being arrested. Everybody lift your hands. When I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive. And place your hands on your head. And pray in tongues for another 1 minute. Father, let the fire fall. Revival fire. Fire to unveil mysteries. Fire to burn cancers. Fire to burn ancestral curses. Evil, bad habits. Let it release right now. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, and 3. I receive. Receive.
Lift your hands out. Give him the prayer. Give him the prayer. Give him the prayer. Give him the praise. A yoke just got broken. Chains just got broken. Revival just packed up in the spirit of somebody. Hey! Unclean spirits just ran back to hell. Cancer just died. The spirit of death died. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat 1 minute. And if there is, for this brevity of time, I know there are many people with encounters and healings and deliverances. We can take them in the second service. But if you have something that happened to you so drastic, a visitation and encounter, you want us to hear from you, please rush to the front here and let's hear what God has done. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Blessed be your name. Father, we worship you. While they come. You have the bowl of oil again ready very quickly while they come. I don't know if the flyer is ready. Operation flyer. While they get ready, something is burning. Something is burning. And we will never remain the same. In the name of Jesus Christ. Evangelism is on. The testimonies we are hearing and we have heard here, those testimonies, I would like us to broadcast on all our platforms. Come on, in the day midnight prayer tonight is the consuming fire. The God that answered by fire. We are trusting that every witch, wizard, and anyone who would let us rest, be laid to rest. Tonight, don't miss it. We have a poor resettlement crusade. Thursday, Friday, 18th, 19th July, and that is this week. It is happening at the mini stadium beside the Lily Rose Event Center in Zone A in Apo. This weekend, it is 19th of July. Was it just one day's crusade? Really? Was that a Saturday? Friday. All right. By the time we see how Friday goes, we will determine Saturday. Just ensure that you are there. I thought that it was starting from Thursday. Well, let's since Friday is what is advertised, we'll have that and then probably proceed beyond that. Very, very impactful crusade. Everybody in our poor area, Galadimawa, Gadua, and all these areas, ensure that you are in that crusade and it's going to be very impactful. We have the notification about church workforce coming Saturday. We didn't have it this Saturday and it shall be holding. And then also the Kingdom Financial Stewards. I had a very, very provoking, something very, very provoking yesterday that I would like to share with us at the Kingdom Financial Stewards meeting tomorrow by, that's Monday the 15th. It's a challenge and a charge that will help us to go forward and conquer the resources of the nations for the sake of the kingdom in this end time. Kingdom Financial Stewards meeting tomorrow at the event center is holding by the 15th. The last one was a full blast. Ensure that you are there. And the Youth Fire Conference from the 29th of July to the 2nd of August Youth Ignite Conference. The Lord bless you in Jesus' precious name. Somebody say a loud amen. We have a medical team in church and we are also, in area one, we set up a legal team, a legal aid team, for the purpose of various reasons, especially for membership assistance in many ways. And so, we are still calling upon all lawyers and volunteers, like we have the medical missions there. Please, let us have a meeting with you briefly. Probably at the end of this service, my secretary will take your numbers and so forth. And then we'll call for a meeting soon, and then let you know exactly what we are talking about. I will explain details to you. If you look at the book of Job chapter 29, verse 11. When the ear heard me, it blessed me. When the eye saw me, it gave witness to me. Because I delivered the poor that cried, and the fatherless, and him that had none to help him. The blessing of him that was ready to perish came upon me, and I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. I put on righteousness and it clothed me, and my judgment was as a robe on a diadem. I was eye to the blind and feet to the lame. I was a father to the poor, and the cause which I knew not I searched out. I break the jaws of the wicked and plucked the spoil out of his mouth. I plucked the oppressed out of the mouth of the oppressor. We have a lot of people that are needlessly oppressed. Because they don't have any power to contend with oppressors. We also have people who have billable situations. Or in fact, people who did nothing at all, who are languishing in various prisons. We want to see how we can reach out to some of them through some means. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. A young man sent me a message last week. He said, I've been in prison for 7 years. And I know nothing about what they say. And I don't have anybody to help me to get out. See, I'm tired of this place. I don't want to die here. I was moved. I was touched. And I feel like if brethren will rally together and be able to go out for those kind of issues, even if we have to assist them as a church to help them go ahead and rescue these people, we'll be able to do that. So please, we had it up already in area one in those, but to rekindle and then we're able to see you. God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. You can see the weather of the nation, and for the nations of the earth, the climate is so depressed. Deprivation, scarcity, shortage, poverty, everything. People are struggling to eat. Would have gone past this fasting and prayer, but we decided that we shall at least make physical food available for some people, but for the break of the fast this evening. Give the Lord a big clap of hand tonight. So we are returning back by 5:30 p.m. for a break of bread service. Please, I want to beg you, as many of us if you have the power, make food available for more than yourself, more than two people, more than three people, more. The last January fast we did, we had people almost literally struggling for food. That is, they came to break the fast and they came with nothing. There are many people like that in the climate we are in right now. So I ask and encourage us, come with something to break with as many people as you can. Let nobody return it. I want to use it as a prophetic declaration that in the midst of gloom and doom and deprivation and scarcity, that there is a people that can still celebrate. And that as we celebrate and feast together in this place tonight, that no matter what happens around the world, it will not touch you and it will not near you. And celebration shall continue with your life. Please do so, and the Lord bless us in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Let's go with what we have.
Our sister had met me at that testimony stand to give her testimony. And she said the balance of the testimony is waist pain and leg pain that mysteriously began to happen to her. While we were praying, sir, in tongues, and even before we started, she began to feel rumbling on her stomach as the word came. It continued, and while we were praying in tongues, it became so intense that she ran into the ladies and pulled out a big worm. And the waist pain and the leg pain, everything ended.
Worm from where?
From her system, sir.
Incredible. Somebody lift your hands. I prophesy today. Somebody say, every stranger in my life, go now. Every stranger in my life, in the name of Jesus, get out now.
Yes, what happened? His uncle had been missing for 6 years, and they have done everything to find the man. They've not been able to see or know where he is. But as you asked us to pray in tongues, he said his eyes opened and he saw the man in chains. And all the chains were broken and the man ran out free.
Incredible. So you are going to return back and tell us that he has been found. Lift your hands. Everything missing in your life, we declare they are rescued in Jesus' name.
There are five girls in her house, in her family. None married. The only one that was married, the husband died last year. And that's one of the things that brought her to the Lord here now. While we were praying, sir, she saw chains broke from her and she heard the voice. Marital embargo broken.
Hey!
And she saw the strong man. She was able to fight the strong woman that said that they will not marry. And the woman disappeared.
They shall be laid to rest. That is the basis of tonight. Lift up your right hand and say that every embargo placed on my life and on my destiny, you embargo, you are broken now. Every embargo placed on your life or your family, whatever said you should not get married or get children or get your resources, the yoke is broken.
Our sister said, while we were praying, her eyes opened. She likes winning souls and was able to raise a ministry like an evangelical ministry. But anytime she tried to make anything impactful, everybody will disappear from her. Both the souls won and all that. While we're praying in tongues right now, she said she saw a woman came and was flogging everybody out of her assembly. While the woman was doing that, she confronted the woman. The woman said, your parents and your fathers tried to worship God. We ended them. We are going to end you. And she became so much angry as she was shouting, pray, pray, do not be lazy. Fire came on her and she began to pray intensely, and that woman roasted and ran out of that place.
Every demonic personality, witch or wizard, who will not let you be in Jesus' precious name, they are roasted by fire. Get your bottles of oil ready in a short while.
going up to the high places to tear the devil's kingdom down. Dance that song as they dance back to their seats.
We're going up to the high places. We're going up to the high places to tear the devil's kingdom down.
Hallelujah.
Everybody who is here this moment in need of surrender to Jesus, you know that your life, your relationship with God is not right. You want to make it right. You want your sins forgiven.
Anywhere you are, pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, louder, I am a sinner in need of your mercy. Come into my life, Lord, make me a new person. Today I've decided to go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.